rubber match between the Rays and White Sox in Chicago. There's the rookie, Lucas Giolito, looking to win back-to-back starts. His offense would help him out. Here in the third, it's Tim Anderson facing Matt Andrees.
Now the 2-2 pitch. Here's a swing and a base hit left center field. It's going to give Chicago the lead. Around third is Hanson. He's going to score on the RBI single by Tim Anderson. It's 1-0 White Sox. Now the right-hander ready. Here's the pitch from Andrees. Here's a swing and a high fly ball. It's got some carry. Dickerson to the wall. Jumps up and it is gone. Into the White Sox bullpen, Jose Abreu with his 27th home run of the season. Runner leads at second, the 1-0. Here's a swing and a rocket to left. It's going to get over the head of Corey Dickerson and off the wall. And Dickerson has to play the carom into second base. His angle with a double scoring is Kevin Smith. And the White Sox get the run right back. It's 4-1.
2-2 the count. And the pitch is lofted in the air to straightaway center. Kiermaier ranging back to the warning track. At the wall, jumps up, and it is gone. Home run. Kiermaier came down. He could not get it. Tim Anderson with a long homer to center field. It's 5-1 Chicago.
You're down 5-1. Here's the 1-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. And Stevens trying to think of another couple of guys off the top of my head. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Giolito getting ready for his 103rd pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. He struck out the side, and Lucas Giolito may have put together again one of his better starts.
Giolito K's a career-high 10. White Sox win the rubber match 6-2 over the Rays. As the rookie improves to 2-1 on the air, he's now won back-to-back starts. Big day for Tim Anderson, who went 3-for-4 with a homer, double, and 3 RBIs. Here's Rays skipper Kevin Cash after the loss.
The game started out pretty good. I mean, I thought Andrees looked really sharp for the first 30, 35 pitches, whatever it was, and then looked like he lost a little bit of a feel for his off-speed pitches. Change-ups were up, breaking balls were up. I couldn't tell from the side what everyone was, but it was a mix of just balls being up in the zone that the White Sox capitalized on. As far as
Giolito.
Him. He looked good. He mixed really well. He had a good change-up going, some zip to the fastball, kind of a unique, different delivery. Creates a little deception. He pitched down. He pitched up. He did exactly kind of what he wanted, the game plan, and gave us fits. So game got a little too separated there at the end.
Giolito also had a really good start against the Tigers. Was there anything or what, if at all, maybe surprised some of your hitters about him today?
I don't think anything surprised us. We knew that he was gonna, you know, had a four-pitch mix. I thought his changeup really, really played well today for him. He was able to throw that at will, and then he had the fastball to complement it with, the way he worked north and south on our hitters is the challenging part. I don't think it was a surprise. We knew that he was going to be able to get outs at the top of the zone, and that's kind of what he likes to do, and he went and did it to us.
For the September call-ups, whether it was Stanek last night, today, Kittredge, Kolarik, how valuable is this experience for them right now?
I guess it's valuable, but we need them to be a part of us winning games. The real value comes, you know, when they get those opportunities to come in big situations and keep the score right there or preserve a lead, whatever it is. But, I mean, you would like to think every inning, every pitch they throw is a valuable experience.
Was it more just about maybe getting Matt and just more stretched out, more outings? Is that something that will fix future outings? Like, maybe he'll go deeper into games with maintaining his stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he looked really sharp for basically the first time through the order, really sharp. So, look, Matt's been around the block enough. He knows how to pitch. I think he'll be the first to tell you that he just left some breaking balls up in the zone or off-speed pitches up in the zone. And when you do that, guys hit him.
Matt Andrees allowed 5 earned runs in 5 innings of work as he dropped his record to 5-2 on the season in Sunday's loss against Chicago. Here's Andrees on his performance.
I like that I felt healthy, you know, went through 5 innings. So I felt pretty good the whole time out. Didn't get too tired, but, I was consistent with the strike zone. I think I made a couple pitches that were probably a little too good to hit. But, that happens over a course of an outing. But, I mean, there's a lot of things to learn from. And, just first start back in a while, feels good to get out there. And, I mean, obviously it would have taken a better result today, but, you know, it's a good one to learn from and you know, go on to the next one.
Both teams back in action Monday. The Rays host the Twins, while the White Sox welcome the Indians to Chicago.